Penguin Random House Audio presents Then She Vanished by T. Jefferson Parker. Read for you by Will Dameron. In memory of my mother, Mary Caroline Hoppe. Chapter 1. Lately, I've been turning over some advice my mother gave me when I was 11. Roland, she said, you need three things to be happy. Something to do, something to look forward to, and someone to love. My mother isn't a sentimental person, and I believed her. Still do. Once I had all three of those things going in my life. Then my someone to love was swallowed by the dark Pacific, taking with her my something to look forward to and most of my something to do. This was some years ago. We don't heal stronger in the broken places, but we do heal. I'm a private investigator. You need certain qualities for my kind of work, such as being mostly sober, alert, and mission-driven. Durability helps, too. I was once a Marine, and once a deputy, and am forever a Ford. I can take care of myself, and I am not above revenge. Most private investigators you've heard of were born of simpler times, when the world was noir and the streets were mean. But as you know, more than the streets are mean. Schools and churches, synagogues and mosques, casinos and nightclubs, a republic of violence, a gun in every hand and a million camps of grievance, fresh menace in the air. We PIs have changed with the times. We're a tougher crew these days because we have to be. Even without our afternoon.